is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. An execution is carried out by a firing squad at a South Carolina prison. CBS's Michael Wallace.
67-year-old Brad Sigmund killed his ex-girlfriend's parents with a baseball bat. He chose to die by firing squad. He was strapped into a chair with a target placed over his heart and a hood over his head. Three volunteers 15 feet from him fired rifles. Reporter Anna Dobbins witnessed the execution.
I did see a splash of blood when the bullets entered his body. It was not a huge amount.
Sigmund's execution was the first by firing squad in the U.S. in 15 years and the first ever in South Carolina. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
President Trump notes that Russia launched a massive air and drone attack on Ukraine early today and says he sent a message to Russia that it was not acceptable. The BBC's James Waterhouse in Kyiv.
As for Russia, well, despite Donald Trump threatening Moscow with sanctions, its position has barely softened.
It's going to be a very hard thing to do business like this.
But the damage from last Friday's shouting match in the Oval Office seems to be subsiding. But President Trump is continuing to be softer on Moscow.
I find that in terms of getting a final settlement, it may be easier dealing with Russia, which is surprising because they have all the cards.
The latest numbers from KRLD's Chris Fox on one of the largest measles outbreaks in Texas history.
We're looking at 198 total cases now reported in and around Gaines County, Texas. It's about 90 miles southwest of Lubbock. We've seen an additional 39 confirmed cases since Tuesday. More than 150 are 17 years old and younger. 80 unvaccinated, another 113 with unknown status. One school-aged child has died. Just across the border in New Mexico, they're reporting 30 more cases and the death of an unvaccinated adult. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
More is revealed about the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy. Santa Fe, New Mexico authorities say after running errands on February 11th, including picking up their dog from the vet after a procedure, all communication for Betsy Arakawa ended. CBS's Carter Evans.
Medical examiners through an autopsy were able to determine that Betsy Arakawa died of complications from the hantavirus. Now, the hantavirus is something that's carried by rodents. It's transmitted to humans through contact with feces or urine.
Hackman, who had advanced Alzheimer's, died a week later of heart disease. The bodies were found on February 26th. A court-appointed lawyer advises a federal judge to let the Justice Department drop corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, but prevent prosecutors from ever reviving the case so it doesn't hang over him. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever. That's four lines on unlimited welcome for just $25 a line per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. You'll also get the new iPhone 16 Pro, four of them for the entire family, when you trade in up to four phones from our top brands. That's a new phone for everyone, only on the network you can count on. Verizon. Visit a store today.
20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply for phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Hey, Joy. Oh, you are glowing.
Oh, hey. More like Mira Joyed. That Miralax helped me go. I was so backed up. Tried mega coffees, prune juice, everything. Then Miralax. And hello, gentle relief without the harsh side effects.
Ooh, how does it work?
It works naturally with the water in your body for constipation relief. Find Miralax today at your local retailer.
Use as directed for occasional constipation.
For many, clocks will have to be moved forward 1 hour when we go to bed tomorrow night for daylight saving time. As CBS's Danya Backus reports,
the American Academy of Sleep Medicine wants to eliminate seasonal time changes.
It's harder to go to bed when it's light out, so that can make it harder to fall asleep. But yet our responsibilities are the same in terms of waking up for school, waking up for work.
Dr. Anita Shelgakar is president of the Academy, which recommends moving to year-round permanent standard time.
In permanent standard time, our internal body clock is best aligned with the sun and external light from the sun.
To help adjust, Dr. Shelgakar says expose yourself to bright light right away in the morning, maintain a consistent sleep and wake schedule, and minimize caffeine later in the day.
Broadway's Wicked welcomes Lencia Cabetta, its first pioneering full-time black Elphaba. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. A low in the mid-20s. For the weekend, more sunshine than clouds and warmer. High in the mid-40s Saturday, low 50s Sunday. Dry through most of next week and warm. Lots of 40s and 50s, even some 60s. Right now it's 33.
Y'all Cactus Dirtament. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Mustang Sally. Now, baby, oh.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Hey, fellow Gen Xers, it's Elizabeth Banks. Big news. The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the charge. After all, we gave the world the internet. We're trailblazers. Let's lead the way again, because we are at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Gen X, this is our shot. Head to VaxAssist.com and schedule today. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go, twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the line.
Lean out. Lean back.
With an older queen who's dolled up in her diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
Imagine
me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
quarter, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
Timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like a
style. Right on.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer.
Yeah.
news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at HUD.gov/fair housing. That's HUD.gov/fair housing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
WRJN. I sold it to dozen lonely days and a dozen times ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you a photograph to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
rain in my shoes.